The psychedelic revolution is here. If you want to integrate your visionary experiences into your purpose, get clear on your entrepreneurial path, and help people while you do what you love, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to The Psychedelic Entrepreneur, Medicine for These Times. I'm your host, Beth Weinstein. I'm a spiritual business coach, three-time entrepreneur, and a lifelong student of psychedelics and sacred plant medicines. You carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times. This podcast will help you to share your medicine so you can create transformation in the world. Listen in on conversations with psychedelic leaders, changemakers, and conscious entrepreneurs who are living proof that a better world is possible when you follow your heart and live in alignment with your soul. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Psychedelic Entrepreneur. We have today one of my former clients and friends, Jeremy Kolber. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for being with us.
Hey, great to be here.
So good to have you. So today we're going to dive into Jeremy's experience being inside of one of my programs, and we'll find out a little bit more about where he was before and where he is now and what he's up to. But just really quickly about Jeremy, he's also known as Jay Taragape. He's a musician, educator, and psychedelic integration coach specializing in earth medicine integration with a focus on developing practices around psilocybin and DMT, as well as supporting those who've had challenging experiences. Jeremy has taught children and adults the foundations of music for over 11 years and now seeks to help adults reconnect with their inner child and truer self through the alignment and integration of nature, its cycles, and innate intelligence. Jay is not a transformational coach, rather a transmutational coach who cultivates the alchemy of deeply honoring one's entire experience in order to acknowledge, accept, and ultimately love oneself so that a transmutation can happen to create an energetically efficient pivot towards a more authentic and embodied life for clients. Taragape utilizes music to aid in this process. The album Spirit Maze is an integration album of his own created for others, featuring hand pan arranged with strings, as well as conscious guitar and lyrical compositions, and can be found on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to music. And you can click on the links here in the show notes to get a free exploratory integration coaching call and check out his music and his other work. So Jay, thank you so much for being here. I wanted to bring you on and share your experience with the world. So it's funny, you and I did not know each other before we started working together, but we found out that we actually have a good friend, a well-known handpan player in common, Daniel Waples. And you came to me, and I think, as I remember, you had been through a psychedelic integration training program. I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm mixing you up. So tell us, like, what is it you were up to before you entered into my Your True Path 7-week intensive program? Like, what were you up to before?
Sure thing. Well, I was teaching music, and I was doing a lot of self-work with psilocybin, personal ceremony. I'd gone down to Peru in 2015 and 2016 to work with ayahuasca on two separate occasions. And just, you know, the cliche story, it completely changed my life. It was a pivot. It got me more aligned with myself and with nature. However, I didn't have a lot of support around integration coming back, you know, as a lot of us do. I had a Facebook group with the people that I participated in ceremony in, and that was basically it. So I definitely had some troubles integrating that, and how I continued to integrate that and evolve that practice revolved around utilizing the earth medicines, as I like to call them, because the fungi aren't really plants. Mm-hmm. Utilizing psilocybin mushrooms here, back at home, and continuing to develop and go deeper in that practice. And I did that for a number of years, and it was just incredibly transmutational for me. It allowed me to find so much self-forgiveness, forgiveness for others, the bigger picture of this entire thing we call life, and just give me a little bit more insight into how to move forward and shed some patterns. And then I just kind of eventually got the call to begin to share with others, just in my circle, just with people who were kind of resonantly aligning with me. And I started introducing and holding space for other people in this regard, and really supporting them in preparing and then integrating the process. And this all came really natural to me. And eventually I stumbled across your summit. I think this was probably last year's summit, and I'd been tuning into your work for some time. And it just so happened that the pieces all kind of lined up like they do when you're on the medicine path. Whereas I started working with someone to help them in integration virtually. And quite literally the next day, I opened up your email on the summit when there was an interview with an integration coach that was starting this integration course. And it was just like following the breadcrumbs. So I'd already been stepping into the work, and then I found out that this work was actually happening and signed up for the course and, you know, year-long certification course, and have been continuing to step into the work as I've been continuing my education process around it, and continuing to teach music lessons, and coming up to now has kind of been my big pivot, where I'm actually really beginning to step into the work and making some big shifts.
Awesome. Awesome. And I love that you shared your truth about, you know, going, because this is exactly what happened to me, going down to Peru to work with ayahuasca, which, by the way, is very different than just going to a ceremony right here down the road in America. It's a very different experience, and it tends to be a lot more life-changing, you know, like very jarring, but in a beautiful way, but also very challenging. And I love that you said I didn't have, you know, the integration help, and it was challenging coming back. And I know my first, you know, first couple of times I went, it was the exact same story. And it was after the second time where I was like, you know what, maybe I need help. Like, I need someone who understands this process that I just experienced. And that's where I turned to someone who, back then, it wasn't even called integration, because that wasn't really even a discussion, but it was someone who had worked with medicine, who was able to help me with, you know, the experience and somatics and understanding what was actually happening and integrating it into life to then create the real transformation. So this is awesome. And I love that you mentioned following the breadcrumbs, because this is very much part of the path is really, and I spoke about this actually on a workshop I did the other day, a free masterclass I had about, you know, really paying attention to the signs from the universe. Like, they're not a joke. Like, it's very common that people report this, where, you know, certain things come in, or people are asking you for that, or like you mentioned, it just came very naturally because music background, your own background, you know, and then you found a place to study. This is very important to pay attention to. And when you mix those signs from the universe, those breadcrumbs, when you mix those with like actual support to make it real, like that's where things start to move very quickly. So tell us a little bit about what has opened up for you in the last year, or the last, I think it's been in 11 months since my program ended, or 11 months. What has happened since then? I'm curious.
Yeah. And ever since I said yes to the process, it's been, you know, continual unfolding. I jumped into your 6-week course, which was like the perfect primer. It just really got me ready for everything else that happened following that. And that was right at the end, toward the end of the year, late fall. And so that kind of gave me just the opportunity to start to connect more with other people and start to sort of like come out of the psychedelic closet just a little bit more in my own life. It was really, really beautiful to, you know, utilize that experience of that course to, as I said, connect in with other people and really get a sense of what other people are have heard about, are looking for, are just hiring and what they're looking to change in their lives. And then shortly after that, you know, of course, this was all amidst COVID and, like, you know, that whole craziness, and which I think is, you know, and I've heard you talk about this too, which I think was just such a great benefit for going inward and just shedding all the things that aren't serving and really getting to the core of what's needed and what's necessary. So there was a lot of self-reflection that happened during this time for me. I took several other courses. Our mutual friend Daniel Shankin, I did a great meditation course with him following your course, which was also like just like another perfect prime me to start on my integration certification journey, which began in February. So it was like late fall and winter in your course, Daniel's course in January, and then the Cherie's course, who is also a mutual friend of ours. And, you know, the other thing that I will say has been the most beneficial part of every single one of those aspects of yours, Daniel's, and Cherie's was having the community aspect, having people that you have a consistent container to come, to discuss, to talk, to reflect, to share about our own journeys and to grow together. So that was probably one of the most motivating factors throughout this past year, was connecting with others who were on similar paths. So I continued to be educated, which was truly just a lot of affirmation of the work that I'd already been doing, and just completely reinforcing that. And then starting to work with clients here and there, continue to do the work with the people I'd started working with here, like locally, and then start to branch out and do more virtual coaching sessions little by little. And as I said, just continually starting to step into the process. Big shifts have happened this year. I'm sure we can get into specifics regarding some of those, but definitely had a disintegration process in this last year as well, and of feeling really centered and rebalanced and kind of basking in the lessons of this entire past 11 months.
Wow. So it's so beautifully said. I love that you say a disintegration. This is something that actually I find commonly occurs with my clients in my programs. And I'm sure, you know, other coaches report the same thing, is when you are stepping into this deeper part of yourself that is, I believe, is kind of like coming into your soul, right? Like coming into your soul's purpose, like really coming into alignment with what you want to be doing, with what you are feeling pulled and called to the most. What happens for a lot of people is more and more alignments. And sometimes those alignments do mean, you know, like friends that aren't supportive fall away, you know, or things that you really weren't liking in your life, you know, you just decide like, I don't have time for that anymore. I don't have the energy for that because now I have much more aligned purpose. Or even hiding in the psychedelic closet, you know, there's definitely been a lot of people that are afraid to come out and speak about this. And the more you really connect to what you're here to do, what your heart is feeling pulled and called to do, the less the fear really takes over and the easier it is to just be your full authentic self. And what happens when you really come into that full authenticity with your work, with your life, with your relationships, with even like the place you live. I've had clients manifest dream homes. I've had people move. I've had people break up and then people fall in love. What happens is like everything starts to kind of reorganize and get into alignment, which very often means this disintegration process. I constantly am writing about all the initiations that entrepreneurship brings to the surface. Because, you know, stepping into something like a new business or your purpose, and then you throw in like something, you know, taboo, like psychedelics, what happens is, you know, like you're faced with such a discomfort, you know, like this is something new you've never done before for most people, or it's like, okay, you've been comfortable all these years and now you're trying all these new things. Well, it's only the law of nature that what doesn't align is going to fall away. And this is why it can be very challenging for people, where it's like, oh, why is my whole world like, you know, shifting at the same time? But this is why I believe it's so important to have support when you're making these big changes. And this goes for business, this goes for life, this goes for definitely when you're stepping very deep onto the medicine path, like the clients you're helping. You know, a lot of people I think are feeling like, oh, I'll just take mushrooms and everything will be better. And it's actually, you know, very often we know it's not the case. It's like things actually get stirred up even more. And that's why it's so important to have the integration support. Now, Jay, let's talk about, you know, the integration work that you do. So when you came to my intensive program, it was my short program where I actually help a lot of, you know, coaches, healers, a handful of people working with psychedelics or bringing psychedelics into coaching and healing or some form of, you know, medicine business or whatever we want to call it. I wish I could find a better word for business, medicine purpose. You know, what I do in this program is really help you connect to who your ideal clients are, how to find them, and how to communicate with them. I'm curious, you know, since that program, have you found it easier or different when you, let's say, go to share about your work or when you go to write a post on social media or when you're actually even speaking to one of your clients? Like, have you seen a shift since maybe doing that process I teach inside of the intensive program?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed going through the process because when I just came into the work, you know, it felt like I was trying to kind of resonate with people who were very, very similar to me in my own path. And I realized that it happens a lot in kind of the spiritual and psychedelic community is that we create this bubble where we just surround ourselves with people who disagree with us and just like are all on the same page and same level. And for me, that's not where the work needs to be done. And that's what I realized going through this process is that, you know, my ideal client is not necessarily someone who's going to be close in mindset or, you know, spirituality or whatever you want to call it to me. It helped me really connect with some people who are still really kind of wrapped up in this model of Western society that we've been conditioned to just, you know, think is the norm, that to think is what's best for us. And the people who are kind of on the edge of looking for something different. And what I realize is I want to serve as a bridge. I want to be a bridge for people who are just finding out about psilocybin or ayahuasca or what have you, and are curious, but have no idea of how to be introduced to the space. So when I was going through that process, and which includes connecting with people, as I mentioned before, that really gave me a lot of clarity into who I really want to work with and what my ideal client is. And as I said, to be kind of serving as a bridge, as an introduction, as kind of a steward into the space to see if it's a work that they want to continue.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And I'm laughing because you said something that I very often say to people. So this is not just with psychedelics, it's pretty much with everybody. I use this example a lot. My former partner is a somatic therapist, and he does a very specific kind of amazing somatic therapy. And when we met, I looked at his website and I was like, you're literally speaking a language that only therapists like you speak. Like, I didn't even understand it, you know? And this is also what happens, like you mentioned, people who are already entrenched in the psychedelic space or the sacred medicine path, we all kind of feel and think the same way. And it's not so much, you know, speaking our language to each other, because that's not really attracting in those kind of clients that maybe don't get it yet, or maybe aren't at this place. You know, it's like, if we're here and you're speaking here, you know, like, okay, well, maybe they don't need you. But the whole analogy I use is that, you know, we're all climbing this mountain and you're here and your teachers are here, but all your clients are here. And it's about bridging this place, like you mentioned, from your clients who are here, who really need help, who are suffering from something, who are going through something challenging. They don't know what else to do. And they want to understand how the medicine can help them. You know, it's like, that's where this is the role of a coach or a healer or a guide or a teacher is, or any kind of, you know, leader in the space, is to take people from here to here. You know, I always say it's a very, it can be said, there are people who just say this, this is like a version of where you were 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, even 6 months ago. It doesn't really matter how long ago, but I love that you mentioned this, because it's, this is something that I find is such a common issue for people building any kind of business. You know, if they speak this language that no one else understands, they're not really going to attract in clients. They're going to attract in peers, maybe, or collaborators. That's cool. But to get clients that need your help, it's a different communication style. And this is actually one of the foundational pieces I teach inside of my group intensive program, because this is what I believe sets the foundation for all the marketing and the messaging and the sharing, or doing a workshop, or even literally speaking to people in the line at the grocery store. And when someone says what you do, this is how you are able to communicate with them so that they understand it. And so that, oh, maybe they want to work with you. You never know. There actually can be clients in the grocery store line. I have had this happen. So Jeremy, let's talk about what's been happening since being in the program. I'm curious, you know, have you found it easier to get clients, or have you put yourself out there a little bit more? You know, like, have you been more confident in sharing? Like, tell us a little bit about the energetic shifts you've experienced. Obviously, you've had a lot of life changes and things have grown, but like, I'm curious, like, have you felt, especially when it comes to that, like that fear, you know, like the fear of putting yourself out there, or the fear of stepping out, like what has shifted around that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I will first of all admit that I am a slow bloomer. I'm a Libra. I take my good old time in making any decisions, and I need to make sure that everything is kind of, you know, set in a row before I move forward. And that can take some time. So for me, it's been kind of this slow burn of a process where I've been just kind of consistently stepping into the container of the course that I've been within, and working directly and in group settings with a lot of the beautiful people that are also along this journey. And the great part about that is seeing the parallel trajectory of all of us start to really step more and more into the open on social media, and creating content, really. It's been really fun to watch everyone start to create their own content. So for me, the fear has been kind of like this slow diminish, because having that safe container to speak openly, you know, with those like-minded people definitely helps. But then the real process is stepping outside of that container, stepping into, you know, the social media realms, or starting to have actual honest conversations with people in my life about it. You know, for instance, I've been teaching music lessons for 11 years, and I work with a lot of beautiful families. And there's always like a fear that I am supposed to be a role model for these children, mostly children that I teach, and that I can't be, you know, doing anything illegal, that I have to like maintain this upstanding status. And, you know, I just literally yesterday taught my final music lessons. Like, I'm making the shift, and it's been some time of an overlap. And I decided that I actually wanted to cease teaching so that I can really focus that energy into the momentum of the coaching. And oh my gosh, it was so bittersweet. And I'm communicating with my students and the families and the parents, and And there's a part of me that wants to like skirt around the truth and just be like, I'm stepping into a new career and leave it at that. But I straight up said, I am stepping into an integration role where I'm helping people connect back in with nature and themselves through the use of earth medicines, or what is commonly known as plant medicines. And if you want to discuss more about it, feel free to reach out to me. And it felt so empowering to do that. And you know what? The response is always like of curiosity and support. Mm-hmm. So the fear is just continuing to diminish. And I'm just continuing to be more authentic and more vulnerable. That's kind of been my New Year's resolution ever since the start of this year. Actually, it's not a New Year's resolution. I stopped doing that this year. It's been New Year's intention. So that's been my intention of being authentic and being vulnerable. And it's just been such a beautiful reflection received back to me.
Mm. Oh my God. I love this. I love this so much. I it resonates so much with me. I was actually just speaking about this during my masterclass the other day, about when I fully came out of the psychedelic closet, meaning like, yeah, a certain community of people knew, but most people didn't. And I wasn't very public about it. I was kind of using code all the time. But when I came out, you know, I was really afraid that I would lose all my friends and the whole community, and I would never be invited back to anything, and people would shun me. And I mean, it was a very deep, deep process. And this was years ago, where it was probably even a little harder. And what ended up happening was all the people who, very much like you just said, like all the people who I thought would be the worst supporters ended up not only being the biggest supporters, but they ended up feeling like, oh, well, if she's coming out, I can too. And what it happened is it actually inspired them to then step into their truth and their authenticity. And one of them's writing a book and the other's now, you know, leading her own retreats and ceremonies. The other one, her business like completely blew up and, you know, she's integrating medicine into her work. And to this day, I think I've only lost one friend, and that clearly wasn't a good friend to begin with. And that was that. So this is the truth, is that people are curious. I mean, it's all over the mainstream media. It's now made the cover of God knows how many magazines and newspapers. And I do believe it's time to really step out of the fear and step into authenticity and, like you mentioned, vulnerability, because this is where it's at. And this is actually one of the keys to attracting in clients as well, is because people want to resonate with you and your story. They don't want to just know you as some robot that teaches something, because then there's no heart connection. And when you have a transformational business like coaching, integration, healing, spiritual work, you have to really dive deep into this path of real authenticity and coming out to the point where, yeah, it's going to feel really scary every time. I still get freaked out. I still get scared with certain things. But this is what really attracts people in, because it's there's a lot of energy there. It's like the energetic resonation, but it's also the trust. You know, it builds trust to see, oh, my potential coach is a human who's been through similar experiences. Yeah. Of course, people want to hire someone who's already been through something like that. Like, I would never hire a business coach that hasn't been like through the ups and downs of like bankruptcy and then business. You know, like all my coaches, by the way, have at least been completely broke at some point in their life, like lost it all and then built like multi-million-dollar businesses. And yeah, I've definitely been there a few times, like to the point of like, oh my God, what have I done? But that's the whole initiation where you learn and then you're able to teach. So let's talk a little bit more about your work. Like you mentioned helping people connect to nature and alignment, and you also mentioned transmutation mm-hmm. and alchemy. Let's talk about, you know, how did this come about? Like, what is this? Cause I really love this. It's different than just calling yourself a integration coach, but what came through and how is this process when you work with your clients? Like, how do you help them reconnect to nature or alchemize or transmute?
Absolutely. Yeah. But first I just want to say, like, it's in being authentic and vulnerable, it's that permission. And what I've received back from people in just like, it's almost like an activation too, as you said, like people just are waiting to be activated and have permission to step more into more of an aligned truth. And that being said, you know, with my coaching, you know, I've been spending a lot of time. I just did some really beautiful travel through the Pacific Northwest and Colorado and California. And it gave me a lot of time to just be in some epic nature and get some real good solid clarity on what my purpose and mission statement is as far as coaching goes. And I realized that there's a lot of elements to it, and I'm creating content around this, so stay tuned for that. But the main three elements that I'm going to focus in on as a coach has to do with transmutation, self-love, and it triangulates to a guiding force of nature. So with transmutation, you know, it's based on the archaic practice of alchemy, which is essentially the precursor to chemistry. And through transmutation, essentially like the molecules of these base elements are just rearranged. There's nothing that's like, you know, created or destroyed, just like the, you know, the physics of energy. It's a rearrangement of these base materials to create something more precious. And that's exactly what has happened for me in my life in regard to working with earth medicines. And that's what I want to share with my clients. I feel like, and you know, kind of going back to what you said about, you know, the coaches and being through the ringers and going through, like, I don't want to come across as anything other than me. Like I want to present as, you know, Jeremy. You know, also I feel like I'm Jay, and I feel like I'm moving toward Taragape, which is kind of this more of an alchemist name that I feel like I kind of received through some deep meditation. And for me, I don't want to just like say, hey, I'm Taragape. I'm no longer Jeremy. I'm done with that. I want to actually have this deep honoring of my entire path, of my entire ancestry, my incarnation, all of the shit I've gone through, all of the shit that I've worked through, and develop better relationships with it. And I've done so much of this in deep, deep ceremony with earth medicines, in particular with psilocybin. And so when I'm working with a client, I'm not going to bring any energy other than let's honor where you are. Let's honor where you've been. And then let's see how we can rearrange this, create better relationships to it. It starts with acknowledging, and then it leans into accepting. And then from there, we can move towards self-love. And then self-love is the other side of the triangle in regard to my coaching. And I think that ultimately, so much of our alignment stems through self-love. It's our relationship with ourself and how that projects outward. It's just, it's so key. And also, you know, you talk about this a lot in your courses and your offerings. It's masculine and feminine energy. Transmutation is the doing. It's the act of the transmutation. And self-love is this feminine, like reflection, like receiving, like going inward, flowing, being. And so for me, like, there's been no experience that has given me more self-love than doing these deep earth medicine ceremonies, you know, and especially if you want to go advance with it, like put yourself in front of a mirror, like don't do that right away, maybe, but like that has been the most deep work that you can do. So working on developing self-love with my clients is going to be so key, and just kind of demonstrating how it's almost like a filter through which our entire reality is perceived. It's how we perceive ourselves. And like I said, we don't jump right to self-love. We start by acknowledging everything, and then we lean in toward accepting. And then from there, we steer toward love. And then, of course, you know, at the top of the triangle, it's the guiding force of nature. Nature is always there. It's always present. Everything from the cycles of the planets, you know, and the spirals of the planets, all, you know, as above and then as below, to the way the molecules move, the way our DNAs move, our DNA is created in spirals, just kind of becoming more aware, especially the moon cycles. I'm going to be working very much in conjunction with the moon cycles. I've been doing that in my life for the past 4 years, and it's been amazing. So just getting back into a sense of alignment, getting your feet on the ground, encouraging my clients to just ground in every day if they can, and clean up their diet, get themselves just more in line. And of course, you know, the earth medicines are, you know, the kind of the crucible in that that top triangle.
I love this. And I love that you mentioned self-love. And I love that this is a core of what you're teaching, because, I mean, here's the reality. This is the key to everything. You know, it's kind of like we were talking before this started, and I was like, you know, it's actually very simple, but it's just one of the hardest things for people to really embody authenticity and self-love. And I'm constantly saying to clients inside of my group programs, you know, like, self-love is one of the deepest journeys, and it's completely aligned with your success in your business. The more compassion you can bring to your business and yourself, and you know, really be able to observe that part of you that wants to, like, beat yourself up or judge yourself or feel like I'm not good enough, or who am I to ask for money, or I'm not worthy. You know, all these stories, like, I hear the imposter syndrome, like, I'm an imposter. Who am I to do this? I hear this all the time. But when you really develop a deeper level self-belief and self-love for your true path, which is why my programs are named Your True Path and True Path Entrepreneur, this is where it's at. Like, this is what will get you to that place of, like, oh, this is my path, and I will have clients who resonate with me. And this is where the divine abundance starts flowing in. This is where it becomes a lot easier, where you are just radiating your heart. So I love that this is a big part of your process, because it's all intertwined, you know, our work and our business and our life and our, you know, whatever we might call it, like, outside of work life, it's all one. There is no, I don't even separate it. Like, to me, business is not a separate world. It's just who I am and showing up in the world. And that foundational piece is that, like, deep love and acceptance and self-trust. And then really, like you mentioned, really getting in tune with all the forces around us. You know, I'm constantly teaching this as well, is like, you know, go talk to the earth every day and ask to be guided in your purpose, and you will actually get responses. And the more you do it, the more you actually are supported. I mean, it's very real. I do believe the earth and spirit and, you know, whatever one might believe in. I believe that we're here for a reason, you know, and not everybody's here to save the world. But if you start really tuning in to, like, okay, here's my true path, and I'm going to just be with it and follow it, it will, you know, show up in support. But it's like you said, like, these masculine and feminine energies, where it's like, you do need to actually show up and do some things. You know, you can't, I mean, yes, you know, there is a point where, like, maybe we can just sit around and meditate and pray that everything manifests and, like, $1 million drops in our lap. But, you know, the way I see it is, that's not really co-creation. The co is working with, you know, working with the spirit, like, bringing the intention in. And like you said, there's all these amazing tools that you bring into your coaching, you know, like the cycles and the moon and, you know, astrology and whatever it is. And this is so beautiful. I really love this process of integration that you have, because it's, you know, it's not about, like, fixing, you know, it's, and it's not that, like, a medicine is going to fix us. It's about, like you said, like, rearranging, like, shifting perception, really honoring everything in your life, you know, honoring the challenges. And this is, everything you spoke about is the same thing that happens when you're stepping into the path of entrepreneurship. It's like, you're given challenges for a reason, you know, and it's definitely a very challenging and deep process, but it's much easier when you have a group and a community and maybe a coach to hold you there and guide you and help you see things differently. What I found is you just get more exponential growth when you have the support. When you don't have support, things become a lot harder, you know, and it feels very lonely. It's like, oh my God, all alone. And I only know this because I launched my past two businesses by myself and it was terrible. You know, it was very challenging. And I remember crying on my floor, you know, after spending, you know, $15,000, $20,000 that was practically useless, thinking like, oh my God, I really need support. Like I am doing this all by myself and I don't know what I'm doing. And I actually did know a fair amount of what I was doing, but I didn't know enough to really get there. And once I started really getting the support, the help, the coach, you know, the coach, the teacher, the guides, that's when everything took off exponentially. So I really love this process you're talking about. So tell us a little bit more about, first of all, congratulations on having your last music student. I can actually probably guarantee that one of those parents is going to come back and want to work with you in another way. Wink, wink. Seriously, that usually is what happens. But tell us, like, what is on the horizon for you where you're at now? Like, what's next? Like, you know, now that, or what do you think is next?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, there's a lot that's coming up. I'm stepping into, you know, just taking on clients, really getting very clear on my offerings, which will be, you know, certain coaching packages that will span, going to focus in mostly on my 3 month and a 6 month package. But also do one-on-one sessions for people who need a little bit more short-term support or having issues with past experiences that feel unresolved. So that's where I'm going to start with specializing, you know, in my coaching and just continuing to take on clients. Coming up, let's see, I'm going to continue to do a little bit of travel. I'll be back in Colorado, it's kind of in the incubation phase, but I'm going to be taking a training that's even different from, you know, the Earth Medicine Container. And I'm excited to step more into some work that I'll be sharing more with, you know, when that feels more appropriate. And then I'm going to be doing some traveling to Central America. I'm going to Guatemala. I'm in the Fungi Academy's cultivation course. So I'm going to go and work with some beautiful people down in Guatemala and spend some time in that region. I'm really getting some clarity on what is really next. Like once I hit, I feel like the spring is going to just be this like stride that's just going to really open up for so much for me and for so much of my path. But yeah, and then eventually the idea is to step into more of a facilitation role with retreats. Have a beautiful network of people that are doing this work already and that I'm really resonating and aligning with, particularly in the Colorado region. And we'll see what flows and what comes of that.
Beautiful. So beautiful. I love all that. That sounds amazing. So before we wrap up, just some parting questions and answers. I'm curious, you know, would you recommend my my 7 week intensive, would you recommend it to people? And what kind of people out there do you think it might be good for?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I would recommend it for people who are feeling the call to step in as, you know, a conscious support in ushering in this new era that we're in the midst of. You know, I feel like we've been in the midst of it and it's just continuing to pick up momentum. And so like earlier in the conversation, you know, we talked about the idea of, you talked about the idea of like it's all one and the same. The business, the life, the everything is kind of all one and the same. And to me, that's like the element of like presence, of be here now. You know, it's not, my job is separate from my life. I'm going to go to my job and then I'm going to come home and it's going to be separate. I'm going to work until I retire and then I can live, kind of thing. It's like not compartmentalizing your life and starting to begin to treat and honor every moment as it is, which is a sacred moment. You know, it's a sacred eternal moment that we're all going through, and kind of bringing that into every element, whether you're working, you're playing, you're sleeping, you're dreaming, you're no, anything, you're eating. So for people who are looking to kind of step outside of the model that we've been shown and given in this culture, which basically is a very disconnective process. People who are feeling the call to step in, to connect all pieces of their life and to help other people in that process, I would definitely recommend. So anyone who is, you know, especially in the coaching realm, this just blossoming coaching field in all different regards, anyone who's considering doing any kind of coaching, I think would make the utmost benefit of stepping into this container. And plus, the time frame is great. Like, it's not a huge commitment. It's 7 weeks. It's two plus months of focused intensive, as you call it. And it's like, it's not like intense, but it's like it's a focused container where it gives you a good time frame to really make that pivot and that change. Basically anyone who's feeling the call, I feel like if anyone's listening to this podcast, you know, in the first place, like they're already on that resonant frequency and they're tuning in and they're curious. So yeah, it's a good way to get clear on what you want to offer, even if you're not sure of what you want to offer. And it's a good way to start to as I mentioned earlier, come out and connect with people in your life to get direct feedback that will also help you get clarity on what you want to offer.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. This is awesome. And yes, I do believe that that is exactly who it's for. So thank you for recommending it. And Jay, I want people to know where they can find you. We'll have a link to a free exploratory integration call and a link to your music. And where else can people find you on the internet if they want to follow your work?
Yeah. Instagram has kind of been the main channel, and it's Taragape, Taragape. You can also find me on Facebook and YouTube. There'll be links for that. Instagram's probably the best channel for keeping up to date, you know, on what I'm doing. Please, you know, check out the album Spirit Maze, which is, like I said, you know, an integration album of my own. It's even a 432 Hertz album. Mm-hmm. That was quite the beautiful experiment to record in that way. And it turned out really beautiful. Recorded that in Boulder with members of Elephant Revival, who, if you haven't checked out their music, like that, they're also pretty amazing, actually very amazing. Just keep in touch. Feel free to reach out with any questions. I would love to just connect more and more, you know, as we go, and just continue to follow these breadcrumbs. So stay tuned. More content to come on the YouTube. So jump on and subscribe, and we'll see you out there on the internet.
Aw, thank you so much. And yes, definitely check out his music. I've actually used it a lot in my Instagram posts because I absolutely love the handpan. And Jay, thank you so much for sharing your unique medicine and sharing your heart with the world, and lots of love to you on your path. I cannot wait to see your business explode. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Beth, and all my best to you as well.
Thank you. And be sure to stay tuned. We'll have another interview next Tuesday. We'll see you then. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're feeling inspired, I'd appreciate it if you showed your love with a review. And check out my YouTube channel, where you can find the video version of this podcast. You can also head to bethaweinstein.com to learn more about me and grab my free business growth trainings. Remember, you carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times.